Welcome to Red Rock Retirement Radio. Now here's your host, Colin Stauffer.
Thanks for joining us for Red Rock Retirement Radio. My name is Colin Stauffer. I'm not only an author and entrepreneur, but also a multiple licensed financial advisor, which means when it comes to discussing financial topics, we can cover it all. Now, with that being said, please remember this is just a show and everything you hear should be considered informational, as in not financial advice. If you do want personalized financial advice, then reach out to us and request more from my team by going to redrockretirementradio.com. You can also catch us Sunday mornings at 8:30 on ABC for Red Rock Retirement TV, or you can also join us at one of our live events, which you can also find on our website, redrockretirementradio.com. With me in the studio today is my colleague, Colby Chatwin. Thanks for being here, Colby.
Hey, Colin. Glad to be here. Today, we are talking about whether or not taking Social Security early is a bad idea, saving in pre-tax accounts, how to make sure you're not being too aggressive with your investments, and more.
As we go through the show today, Colby will be reading your questions, and I'll do my very best to answer them. You can submit your questions by emailing them to us at questions@redrockretirementradio.com. Let's dive in.
Colin, what's the best way to plan for income in retirement once the paychecks stop?
Without a coordinated, succinct income plan, retirees will often guess on how much to withdraw. And that guesswork can lead to many different things, whether it's underspending or overspending, so using the credit card a little too much, or our home equity line of credit, we get that and we say, all right, we'll use this as a flexibility. And then the flexibility becomes more of a, oh, I'm spending more than I thought and I'm using this as a backup. Well, those are a couple of things that guesswork on income can help us lead to. There's also tax issues. Where we're taking the money from matters. Running out of money too soon is another problem that we got to face. And this is something that we really need to dive into pretty thoroughly to give you what you're looking for with this question. Without income in retirement, there is no retirement. Now, in my presentations, I go out and do these events at restaurants, and we also do educational events for the community. I often talk about Mount Everest, and I compare that to retirement planning. Now, what I want to point out here is there's going to be a lot of folks that you'll be listening to on the radio that are just like me, financial advisors. But there's a couple of key things I want to point out here. When we're doing income planning, some advisors out there, maybe they're on the radio, maybe, you know, they're doing these live events, they're pitching you an annuity as a solve to your income problems. This is where I want to put a very important warning when it comes to using annuities for income, and how you use them and how they're structured is severely important. Also, with these annuities, I should say, we also have to be incredibly careful what company we're using. We want to know if these advisors get some special benefit from using specific companies over another, if these advisors are connected to certain companies in which they have to write certain products, and they're not actually independent brokers, if you would, or financial advisors. Independent financial advisors is a very important phrase. In fact, I think it's probably more important to be independent than to be what we'd call, quote unquote, a fiduciary advisor. Now, I think being fiduciary advisor is very important, but that's not the end all be all. Fiduciary means that legal obligation to do what's in your best interest above and beyond their own. That's really important, but that's just the baseline. That's not the standard. So these are a couple things. I just wanted to put this out there before I jump into this solving for income. We don't want to look at products as a way to solve for our income. We want to look at a strategic, precise plan or a complete plan, and how we do that as we build the plan according to your needs, wants, and goals, and then we plug in whatever vehicle makes sense to achieve your needs, wants, and goals. Okay, so that being said, I just want to make sure there's a lot of people out there that will try to sell you a product. Don't buy a product, buy a plan. buy a relationship with somebody who's going to be with you through the thick and the thin, through day one of retirement or before you retired, all the way through to the end of your life. Someone who's in there for you from the beginning. So, Mount Everest. When it comes to retirement planning, there's three phases. And with Mount Everest, the same deal. There's the ascent, so going up the mountain, which is the accumulation phase of retirement. We also have a point where we get to what we call the death zone. The death zone is pretty far up the mountain, all the way to the top of the mountain, where the air gets a little bit thinner on Mount Everest, and we don't think as clearly up there. The air is thinner. We're kind of tired because we're getting close to the top of the mountain. This is what we call the preservation zone. We don't want to be in this zone for very long on Mount Everest or in retirement, but these are the first few years leading up to retirement or the first few years in retirement. There's also two death points on Mount Everest, and there's one on the way up and there's one on the way down. Not to be morbid, but there are far, far, far more dead bodies on the way down off of Mount Everest than there are on the way up. And this is true with retirement planning as well. So we've got the accumulation phase. You know, we're working, we're putting money into our 401ks, our IRAs, our Roths, into the bank. We're saving, growing, being a little bit more aggressive. We have the preservation zone. We start to think a little bit differently. We're getting close to getting to retirement, going over the top of the mountain and starting to come back down. And that's the distribution phase. Now, a lot of people, again, I said, die on the way down off of Mount Everest and on the way up, whether that's they're tired. Again, the air is thinner, so they're not making as good decisions. Equipment breaks, not planning appropriately. And the problem that I found is it's actually due to something called summit fever. And what this is I'm so focused on getting to the top of the mountain that I forget that I've got to make my way back down. I'm so focused on getting my million, 2 million, 5 million, $10 million portfolio that I forget I've got to become my own boss and pay my own paycheck to get down off the mountain. Now, us at Stauffer Retirement Planning, we do not help anyone with the accumulation phase. That's not what we do. We help people in the preservation phase and the distribution phase. We want you guys to get off the mountain. We want to make sure that you succeed through and through. I'll throw you on a sled if I have to and kick you down the mountain if that's the easiest way down. But what we want to do is we want to plan strategically to get you off that mountain safely. Because for me, if I'm going to climb Mount Everest, if I'm ever going to climb Mount Everest, which I don't think I would because it's a little bit too risky for me, but if I was ever to do so, darn it, I better get off that mountain because I want to come home. And in every conversation I have with every single person for the rest of my life, I'm going to be that guy. I'm going to talk about Mount Everest to every single person and how I climbed it and got back down. Because for me, what's the point of climbing Mount Everest if I don't get to come back down and brag about it for the rest of my life? What's the point of retiring if I have to go back to work later? You might as well have not retired in the first place. We don't want you to be a statistic on the mountain. What I want you to do is I want you to get from, you know, those first few years before you get to the tip of the mountain, through to the end, all the way down to the bottom, and you do it in an amazing, spectacular, safe, stress-free way so that you can say at the end of your life, I did it. I did it my way, where I could do exactly what I wanted to do. I did the traveling I wanted to do. I spoiled the grandkids the way I wanted to do. I donated to charity the way I wanted to. When I wanted to, I didn't pay the government more money than I had to in taxes. All of these things matter. And at the end of your life, we want you to be happy about it. Now, on the way down, you should not be stressed coming down off of Mount Everest if you have a good Sherpa. If you have a good retirement planner, stress and retirement should not go together ever. Separate those for the rest of your life if you have a good planner. A good planner will eliminate almost all the stress you ever could have because they're helping you with financial planning in retirement. And finance touches nearly everything in our lives in retirement. So this guy or woman that you're working with becomes pretty integral into your life, and they help you make really good decisions, hopefully, if you choose the right one. And they should be there and should be one of those first calls you make when something happens in your life, because they're so integral into your life and making sure that you succeed. So, income and retirement, there is no retirement without income. We have to make sure that we plan for income. But there's a couple other things we want to plan for. If we're working with somebody that knows what they're doing, we should be talking about income planning, investment planning, tax planning, healthcare planning, and estate planning. These are the five pieces of every plan that a retiree needs. Income is just one of those five arms. It's a very important one. And we need to make sure that we choose the right vehicles that fit into our plan, not just a vehicle that sounds good, but it's a one-off. It doesn't fit in. I didn't evaluate it according to my other investments. I just bought it with a little extra cash I had. Or this guy, I went to this presentation. I went to this dinner seminar. They bought me a $100 steak at Ruth's Chris. It was amazing. And I mean, I feel bad. So let's go sit down with them. And then, you know, you're in the used car sales lot and there's a lot of pressure and they're really slick talker. Maybe you got a little bit of a silver tongue, if you would. And they convince you to buy this product and they don't look at every other dollar you have. They just look at what their pie in the sky was, how they could get paid, and they didn't put it into your plan. I can't stand it when a financial advisor comes in and they just sell you one product. No, don't do that. Don't let anyone sell you one thing without knowing every piece of what you want. All five of those things I just talked about, income planning, tax planning, healthcare planning, investment planning, estate planning, all of these things need to be looked at. They all tie together and we need to make sure we solve for that. So yes, about income and retirement once the paychecks stop. We got to look at Social Security and say, all right, when do we take Social Security? Do I have a pension? When do I turn on my pension? Do I take a lump sum off my pension? Do I have rentals? Should I keep the rentals? Should I sell the rentals? Should I replace the rentals into something else? Okay, what about my savings? Well, how much do I have in savings? How is it taxed? What kind of risk do we want to take in our portfolio? How do we get the income? Do we use an annuity? Do we use a dividend portfolio? Do we use notes? Do we go and put it in CDs? I don't know, right? I don't know what plan is for you. But we want to make sure when you're talking to a financial advisor that they've got every tool in their belt, but they only pull out the tools that make sense for you and your specific circumstances, not the ones that make sense for their circumstances and their wallet doesn't get thicker and yours gets thinner. You know what I mean? Because this happens a lot. In fact, financial advisors, we're one of the least trusted industries in this nation. And there's a lot of bad players out there. And I'm tired of it. And I want to kick these bad players out to make sure that you guys succeed through and through with someone who's going to walk with you through the rest of your life. Again, the next 10, 20, 30 years. Give us a call, 801-686-8905. You're listening to Red Rock Retirement Radio.
Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations, Investment Advisors, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and do not necessarily reflect those of Foundations and its affiliates. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or repo. Present and express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific investment opportunity offering or issuer. Each individual investor situation is different, and any ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Foundations only transacts business in states where it's properly registered or is excluded or exempt from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. No legal or tax advice is provided. Always consult with a tax professional. All rights reserved.